Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. Joining us every Thursday is our dear friend, Delana Dixon. Miss D, are you there?
I am here, Mr. Shooter. It's a very cold, crisp Tuesday morning here in New York City. Ooh, I gotta have my sweater on.
I know. I sort of love it. I've got my gloves and my hat and my scarf on when I walked my little doggy today. I hope you're all having a crisp day too, I guess. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
So Adele is revealing how her boyfriend got her to go out with him by pretending they were going on a business meeting. Adele spoke to Oprah and she said that her new love, who is sports agent Rich Paul, very, very handsome, he got her to go out with him under false pretenses. Now, she did gush that he's hilarious and he's smart, and she revealed exactly how their date happened. She said a couple of years ago, she bumped into him, met him at a dinner, and the two of them liked each other, and then he called her a couple of years later. It was not right away. It took a little bit of time. And he said he wanted to see her and have, quote, a business meeting. Adele was like, "What business is that?" she said with a laugh. And then she said they did hang out together, one-on-one, no friends around, just the two of them. And in a very natural way, the two of them really liked each other. He was at her concert. Remember that big concert she did over the weekend? It was pre-taped, but we got to see it on Sunday from the Griffiths Observatory in LA. And also, too, get this, Misty, he was there at Oprah's home in Santa Barbara. So sitting in the audience, that's a big deal. That's a really nice thing. But going to Oprah's house with your girlfriend to watch the interview, that's very, very intimate. What do you think about these two, Miss D?
I'm so excited for Adele. I think it's really great that it's somebody from her past who's had this crush on her for such a long time, and they've reconnected and she's finding love. And it really was a big night of first for her, because also her son, for the first time, got to see her perform. So she was really nervous about that. You know, Adele's been talking so much about how her life has changed. We all know that she got divorced. She's saying that she's really, truly allowing herself to find love for the first time. Obviously, her appearance has changed. She looked incredible at the concert. So old school Hollywood diva. Perfect, because she was in California. So I think she's just rediscovering her life. And I know there have been some haters out there who are saying, oh, she's made all these changes. But that's what life is about, evolving. Right. So I wish her and her new boo nothing but the best. I'm ready for an Adele wedding.
Me too. She said this is the first relationship she's ever been in where she loved herself and she was open to loving somebody else. That's really, really deep, isn't it? She loves herself at last. And I think when you do that, only if you do that, can you really love somebody else. You mentioned her son was at the concert. She made me laugh. She said that her son didn't really know she was Adele until quite recently. And she remembers he went to a Taylor Swift concert. And afterwards he said to his mom, "It's amazing, all these people go to see Taylor Swift." She didn't say, "Honey, wait a minute, because you wait to see how many people come to see Mommy," but now he knows, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Adele is revealing how her boyfriend got her to go out on a date with him by pretending it was a business meeting. Is this a good idea? Or is it sneaky? Oh, it's a good question today. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D-Love, what are you working on?
This is for all the fans of The Voice who love Blake Shelton. If you can believe it, he has been on the show for 10 years on The Voice. It's incredible. So, you know, we're excited for him, but he did this TikTok video where he was eating cake and he basically said, "I've been here for 500 100 episodes. Wow. I've earned this cake. But that's got fans wondering and worrying if he's basically saying that he's reached a milestone where he left the show. Mm. So his fellow co-hosts, Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Ariana Grande, of course, they're the judges, were watching him enjoy his cake, you know, right before he went out to do this 500th episode. But people went on the TikTok video and said, if Blake doesn't come back, I'll stop watching the show. So earlier this year, he was on the Today Show, and he said that basically he and his new wife, Gwen Stefani, they want to take some time and be more private in their lives. And he thinks that now is the time. It's better to do it sooner rather than later. So is Blake leaving The Voice?
I actually hear that this could happen. We shouldn't be that surprised. Everybody on the show has rotated with the exception of Blake. Nobody has been in that red chair that spins around longer than Blake. So if they can rotate in and out Nick Jonas, if they can rotate Gwen Stefani, they can rotate Blake Shelton. So this should not be that big a surprise here. I remember a couple of months ago, I think it was Radar, that said they had amazing reporting that since Ariana Grande arrived, who really is a superstar, Blake is a big star, but she's a superstar. Since they got her, the floodgates opened and all these other A-list celebrities that were not that interested in doing a TV show suddenly were interested. So they're getting a lot of people now who want to sit in those chairs who didn't a couple of years ago. So it only makes sense that they're going to rotate them around. I think it's a good idea. I know Blake fans are not going to love this, but he'll be back. But I think rotating it keeps it alive. It keeps it fresh. Who would you like to see in one of those chairs? Personally, I would go old school. I'd love to see a Mariah Carey. I think that would be just hilarious. It's got to be somebody that is not only a terrific performer, but they've got to have a lot of personality. Lady Gaga would be wild.
The Gaga, as I call her.
Yes. Who would you like to see in that chair, Miss D?
You know, I've had Harry Styles on the brain quite a bit lately. So I think that would be very interesting. A little British flair to the show.
Yes, yes, yes. And the clothes alone would be just delicious. Moving along, Lil Nas X is saying that he believes there's going to be a lot more change happening in hip hop. Lil Nas X has challenged the image of some people and what they think about hip-hop. He said the following, quote, "The whole landscape is very hyper-masculine." He's talking about the music business. "I do feel like this newer generation of rappers who are coming in are going to change things." He argues that we're going to see a lot more gay rappers, even some trans people in the industry.
Wow.
And 10 years from now, whatever they're doing is not going to seem shocking at all. It's only shocking when it happens for the first couple of times. Then it becomes a norm. He also said too, which I think so big of him, that he actually felt sorry for rapper DaBaby after he made some really horrible homophobic comments. Do you think the world of rap is changing, Misty?
Well, I certainly hope so. Just like Adele is evolving, music evolves, and we really have to take a moment and think of Lil Nas, not just as a great performer, a great social media guru, but someone who's actually a pioneer and allowing his true authentic self to come out through his music. You know, rap music, it's always had kind of this hard edge, and I can certainly understand in the Black community, you know, homosexuality is still something for some people, it's been hard to grasp, but we have to accept all forms of people making music. Music is about bringing people together. We can't allow it to break us apart just because we think, oh, a person who is transgender or homosexual shouldn't be making music. Everybody should be able to express their voice.
I'm all for it. We have some sad news. What's happening with Lisa Rinna, Misty?
This is so sad. So Lisa Rinna's mom, Lois, has passed away at the age of 93. So she suffered a stroke last week. So Lisa's daughter, Amelia Hamlin, confirmed that Lois had passed yesterday on Monday in an Instagram tribute. And she wrote, "My guardian angel for the rest of time. I love you so much, my Lolo."
Oh.
And then Amelia added, "Thank you for being the strength our family needed. Thank you for teaching us what it means to be a strong woman. And just like that, you're back with Frank.
Mm.
I know they're having a party for you, and you are dancing your way through heaven.
Beautiful.
And yeah, and Lisa said heaven has a new angel. It's always sad to lose somebody you love, Rob.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. I emailed Lisa last night, sending her all our love. What an amazing, amazing life her mommy Lois had, 93 years old. And I love too, she got to see Lisa happy, her granddaughter happy. Rest in peace. And quickly, before we get a break, Ramona Singer and Countess Luann are talking about the possible cast shake-up on The Real Housewives of New York. Two of them sat down with Kelly Clarkson, and they were asked about all the rumours of the shake-up. Ramona said the following quote, "Well, first of all, you can't believe everything you read, but I do think we could use some more cast members. Ramona, I don't think you're coming back." She went on to say that if we come back, I would definitely like to see more people come on because I've got to haze somebody newer. Oh, she's so mean, that one is. Then Luann added that they've only got 5 members right now, which actually is very small compared to the other franchises. And Luann adds that she thinks the show needs a reboot. I should remind you that last season was the lowest rated New York Housewives in many, many years. Luann said new personalities and different energies really adds to the show and it re-energizes them, which Luann thinks is a good thing. I think Luann is acting really gracious here. I know Luann, so I'm biased. I really like Luann. Ramona just can't help herself. I think the world has changed. Hazing people, being mean to people might have made Ramona famous a decade ago, but I'm not sure I think it's funny anymore. Where are you on this, Mr. E?
Well, unlike The Voice, where if Blake leaves and other A-listers come in, it's probably good. They can rotate, they can bring them back. But I think it might be a little different on the Real Housewives franchises. People start having their favorites. They tune in to see those people. They've kind of built a relationship, almost like a soap opera with these people.
Right.
So if you take out these kind of anchor characters and you bring in all these new women and I've got to discover who they are and who their friends are, and it feels awkward and strange that they're coming in, it may not work. Sometimes you do need to keep the anchors. However, having said that, Ramona, I know that you like to stir up the pot.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, girl, you got to figure out what ingredients you're stirring up. Just keep drinking, keep drinking your white wine with your ice cubes. And talking about shoes and men and sex, and stay off the political.
I'm seeing her on Wednesday night, so I'll let you know what she has to say. But I should point out the Ramona off camera is exactly the same as the Ramona on camera. Take that for whatever you think it's worth. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Miss D. Delaney Dixon. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Thank you very much, everybody. So yesterday we talked about Jake Gyllenhaal, who was spotted seen out after Taylor Swift dropped a short film about him. It's no longer just a song, now it's a film. Should Taylor let it go? Let it go! Let's have a look. 61% said yes, she should just let it go. I think I'm with you, although I have been jumping into this and I don't think I can get enough. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, Naughty Nice Rob, or you can go to our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for a nicest of the day.
Aww. Well, we're all throwing up our hands and celebrating because Britney Spears is free at last. So she celebrated her freedom with her first glass of champagne. And she shared with all of us, "What an amazing weekend. I felt like I was on cloud 9 the whole time. I actually got my first glass of the bubbly, the champagne, in the most beautiful restaurant that I've ever seen." She put this on Instagram. Oh. "I'm celebrating my freedom and my B-Day for the next 2 months." And she added, "I mean, after 13 years, I think I've waited long enough. And she's been thanking her lawyer, who's helped her get out of her conservatorship. So she's just excited and she's taking it step by step. So good for you, Brittany. Enjoy
good
those bubbles.
For you, Brittany. She was at Catch Restaurant in LA. It's a beautiful, beautiful restaurant. Congratulations, Brittany. You deserve it. And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Kendall Jenner is being called inappropriate for what she wore to a friend's wedding. So Kendall turned up at her pal's wedding wearing a $1,815 diamond cutout two-piece maxi dress. The photographs of the dress are up on naughtygossip.com. There's lots and lots and lots of cutouts in this dress. Trust me, there's less dress than there is dress. So people were shocked at what she wore, calling it inappropriate. Somebody said, totally inappropriate, half naked and overshadowing the bride. Somebody else commented, quote, a wedding is a formal event. This is not a formal dress. Have a look at the dress. See what you think. I have to agree with people here. This, to me, is so sexual. It's not the moment. It's a nightclub dress. I mean, she looks so fabulous in anything, but I don't know if it's the right dress, Miss D, for a wedding. What do you think?
Well, I will give her props on this. She wore black. She did not wear white. Now, that's when it's inappropriate, when you wear white to somebody else's wedding. So I'll give her props on that. But it is a wedding, so, you know, cover up just a teeny tiny bit. Just a little bit.
It's such a nightclub dress. Have a look and let us know what you think. And before we go, let's have a moment of Rob. You get Rob, you get Rob, you get a Rob. Sponsored by the Forward Answer, my new book, which is available right now on Amazon.com. I know what I am and I know what I am not. And I have finally made peace with both. Now, instead of being brutal, I choose to be compassionate. Now, instead of judging, I choose to embrace and accept. And now, instead of choosing to be cruel, which I have been, I choose to be kind. If all that sounds good, and I hope it does, pick up a copy of my new book, The Forward Answer, and I'm going to teach you how to be compassionate, how to accept yourself, and how to be kind.
Aww. You've got to be nice to yourself. You got to start with yourself. It's funny, I always say that I can be spontaneous if I know exactly what's happening. So once I accepted that about myself, it became a lot easier to just deal with life. But I think the things that you're saying, total self-acceptance, knowing to be kind and compassionate, is a great place to start.
It's a great place to start. A friend of mine had his 80th birthday last night. My
what?
Dear friend, Mike, I know. And I went up to Scotto's for the birthday party. They had the entire place. And I was kind to myself, Miss D. I had just one glass of champagne. I didn't need to have seven vodka sodas. I was kind to myself. I had the best night I've had in months. And it was because I was surrounded by kind people. Most importantly, I chose that night to be kind to myself. Be kind to yourselves, everybody, today, this week, and moving forward. Hey, that's it. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And thank you again to everybody that's been going to Amazon and leaving a review for my book, The Four-Word Answer. I think we're up to like 30 reviews, which is so lovely, lovely, lovely. And most of them are really nice. So thank you for that. And remember, let me hear you all singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with